Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about it. Peter Meyer being back on the show. Peter's a longtime friend of ours and the author of a couple of outstanding books, including Warp Speed Growth and one of my favorites, Creating and Dominating New Markets. You know, I invoke the name of that book and Peter all the time when he's not here, when we're talking about how small business owners should think about what they do, how they should think about penetrating the market, taking their business model to the market. Peter's an outstanding consultant, a global consultant to companies, helping them to get better, and we're the beneficiaries of that advice from time to time on the show. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a true pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, Peter. You know, Peter, most small businesses, especially today, are sitting there thinking, how can I get bigger? How can I grow my business? How can I grow the top line? How can I grow sales? I need to grow. We got to turn this thing around. You know, we got people in all different stages of success right now, and because for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which is the national and the global economy. And here you are. You actually want to talk about governing growth. Now explain yourself, Lucy.
It's pretty straightforward. What I've learned from working with large and small businesses is that the most important resource we have to invest is not money, but time. And if we invest our time poorly, then it becomes a bit harder to grow, a bit harder to maintain our sanity while we grow. So the question then becomes, what's the best way to use the time? And what I find over and over again talking to people is that in large and small corporations, trying to control too much uses up way too many, as I call them, cycles, or way too much of my hour-to-hour time, as opposed to letting things govern and watching them happen. I can give you an example.
Yeah, talk to us about that. This is fascinating. Tell us about it.
Okay. I was involved in a court case over some money recently, which the other side was due to give us a fair amount of money. It was going to be a good result no matter what happened. And as I was sitting in the attorney's office in the morning...
Were you the recipient?
I was going to be the recipient.
All right.
I'm always happy to be the recipient. And so I was sitting in the attorney's office waiting for things to start to happen the morning of the negotiation. And I realized that although I had a really good set of attorneys to do this, I am very good at these kind of negotiations. I can do a very good job. And I had the option of either trying to get in and make sure it was done exactly right or delegating it and governing it. Now, control is an accounting term. If you look at the root of the word, it comes from from accounting.
Right.
And, our companies have controllers if they're large enough. And governing is a different sense entirely. And so I made the decision that I was going to not try to do accounting in that meeting. Instead, I was going to sit back and I was going to govern and let the attorneys do their work. And two interesting things happened. One is that I was a bit bored. I could have needed to do other things in my time during that morning besides trying to manage the process, and that was good. Being bored is not such a terrible thing in these negotiations.
Right.
And the second thing is, when I was done, they got me more money and more of the other things I wanted than I would have gotten.
Right.
By them.
You said you were bored, but really you were being patient.
Thank you for that kind and generous suggestion.
But I mean, for you to be bored to endure that boredom, was you showing professional patience?
I was showing professional patients, and I was definitely sitting in a place mentally
right.
where I was more than willing to let other people carry
so,
that.
So how does that device. How does that relate to my small business?
Every business has people who do things for it, and there are these are clients, these are suppliers, and there are times when you know we absolutely need to do it. But what I've learned is that what got us the skill set to run the business, to own the business. May not be the skill set that we need anymore.
Right. So you're saying that we need to think about subordinating control to governing.
Absolutely. Let's talk more about that.
All right, stand by. We're going to talk about subordinating control. Folks, this is really important. If you're a manager, if you're leading a business, if you're an owner, and you got teams, you got one employee or 100 employees, what Peter's talking about right now is really important leadership. Management stories, success stories. Stand by, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.